Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
What a perfect time to show your love as we hit the Valentine's Day edition of the Mind Your Business podcast series. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for the download and for the interest in our podcast as we bring you business news from the Boone and High Country communities each and every week via this download in your connected device inbox. And hey, we've got some celebrating to do. We've passed a couple of milestones this week. First of all, this is episode number 75 of the program. So thanks to all of you that have been with us from the start, listening to this each and every week and getting your news about business. Certainly a lot of news about how public health intersects with business here over the last year and all of those fun activities. The other thing that we've got is we just passed our 3,000th download of the program. So again, thanks to all of you that subscribe. Thanks to those of you that have shared this around with your friends. We certainly appreciate the help in spreading the word about what we're trying to do with this. And thanks to our friends over at High Country Radio for making this possible on the radio. Remember, we're on WATA Live with this program from 10:05 to 10:30 each and every Thursday. And that's brought to you by our good friend and great chamber partner, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Lots of different directions to take you here at the onset. And then we're going to get to a really fun announcement about a festival that is coming to the High Country. Knock on wood, we can keep going in the positive direction with COVID protocols, and we can get to that point. First things first, let's talk about a couple of other topics that weave into that. Number one is interest in this area. We know that there is interest in the area, right? We just saw a $1 billion year in the real estate market last year for 2020, and we have seen another strong start in that regard. People have wondered, you know, is the real estate market going to ever cool down up here? Not in January. It certainly didn't. As a matter of fact, it was an all-time record. 237 homes sold for $94.88 million of value by High Country Realtors in January. This is through a report from the High Country Association of Realtors. That is 8 consecutive months now that more than 230 homes have been sold by realtors in the 4-county area. That's the longest such streak ever recorded in High Country real estate history. 8 consecutive months of 230-plus homes. The median price sold for January, $331,000. That's the highest monthly mark ever recorded in MLS. It was also the 6th consecutive month that the median price was over $300,000 or higher. The median price for all of 2020 was at $285,000. So what this tells you is people are still buying houses, and they're buying houses at a pretty good price. Now, we do hope that at some point in time, we can see some movement in lower priced homes and get our workforce housing issues somewhat squared away. But as we look at this pattern right here, people are still coming here. They're not only buying homes, but they're renovating those homes, and they're keeping our tradesmen busy, and they're keeping our construction companies up here very busy. And the need for more of a pipeline of talent for those businesses certainly has again been forefront on their minds. So Caldwell Community College Technical Institute, Watauga High School, their CTE program, working daily to try to enhance their programming to see young workers come out ready to take on what are very lucrative jobs right now in those trades. So interesting information about real estate that plays into our big announcement a little bit here as well. Second part of that plays into overall health and safety. So Governor Roy Cooper, the coronavirus task force, updated us for a second consecutive day. We haven't seen that in a while. That was a little bit scary yesterday, actually. But they made an announcement yesterday saying that they're tweaking the vaccine priority for group 3 and actually setting some dates out there. So within the next couple of weeks, I believe February 24th was that date. Educators that are involved in childcare and pre-K through grade 12 education will be eligible as the first part of moving to group 3 in the vaccine. Group 3 was the essential workers. So we told you that we thought there'd be some priority that was going to be established to group 3, and here it is. So educators first in this particular area, then by about March 10th, they say that they feel like they'll be able to move into the rest of the essential workers. Now, I would bet my bottom dollar there's going to be further prioritization within group 3 as we go, and probably some adjustments to the timeline, because as we have stated for a number of different scenarios here, just because you set up all these categories and parameters and groups and all that stuff, if you don't have the vaccine to give, what are you talking about? right? So the governor did announce yesterday that the federal government allocation to North Carolina has ticked up about 5%. And hopefully with new product coming through the FDA approval process, hopefully that will jumpstart a deeper ability to get more vaccine than 500 doses a week up to Watauga County. And you can really put a dent in some of these things. So what that also means, though, is that the 65 plus crowd still in need of getting vaccinated. There are thousands of people in Watauga County alone that still have not been vaccinated that fit within that category. So going to be a little bit of a logjam there until more vaccine is deployed. Now, a little bit later today, we record this on Thursday, we're going to be recording a Keep Boone Healthy podcast Facebook video with Dr. Scott Elliott from the Watauga County Schools, excuse me, and Jennifer Green, the Director of Public Health for App Healthcare, to get some more context around what this means for Watauga County specifically. So I would urge you to tune into that to get some more specifics, especially if you're one of those education professionals or if you are interested in how the trickle goes to the rest of the essential worker category. I say all of that because obviously we want to get our staffs healthy. We want to make sure that those frontline workers that are out there in our community, especially one as transient and tourist driven as this one is, we're all ready to go, right? That leads into what we're going to talk about today. There is an organizing group, a Working Title Farm, a business here in the area, that is excited to announce the formation of a new festival that they have been cooking up in their minds for the last couple of years. And they think September of 2021 might be the time to let it fly. So earlier today, you saw some social media announcements about Antlers and Acorns. This is a brand new songwriters festival that is coming to Boone the weekend of September 11th. So tying back in, with renewed interest in our area, with hopefully people getting access to vaccine, with this new ready-made opportunity to bring folks here for a new reason, we could have something special brewing here on our hands in the high country. So again, we bring in Sherry Smith. She runs Working Title Farm here to tell us all about Antlers and Acorns and how this festival will be unique in its way to draw folks in that have an interest in music, have an interest in Americana, and want to see those two things merge together on the downtown streets of Boone.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you once again from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we tell you each and every week, this program brought to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. As we talked about before the break, it has been an intense week here in Boone, North Carolina, as it comes to national publicity. We've talked a lot about the Foggy Pine Books phenomenon. We're going to talk about that again here in just a second for a brief period of time. But I think what it does is underscores a bit just how the world of the arts and arts entertainment can captivate the communities that they are in and how they can serve as bridges to audiences that you never knew had any particular tie to your community other than they just happened to hear about a thing that got them interested and now a relationship has been developed. We have seen countless episodes and examples of that play out this week with Foggy Pine Books, and I think we might have another one on our hands here too. So earlier today on the internet, on your social media outlets of choice, you may have seen some information about a brand new songwriters festival coming to Boone, North Carolina later this fall called Antlers and Acorns. It is conceptualized by our good friends and one of our newest members at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. That is Working Title Farm. And with us today to talk about this festival and a little bit about what we can expect coming down the road here in just a few months is Sherry Smith. Sherry runs Working Title Farm. We are so excited to have you on the program as a new member of the chamber, but also somebody that gets the Foggy Pine thing, right?
Right. Thank you.
What does that do for a community to have that kind of exposure in the independent bookstore world, for example?
Well, I can tell you personally that I have gotten messages, constant text messages and Facebook messages saying, hey, you know, I remember being in there with you, or, you know, I saw this on CBS and you know, it is so great. I'm so happy for Mary. Nobody's worked harder. And, you know, to watch her go from a tiny, tiny bookstore and then expand to this wonderful location that's so, so inviting and everybody loves to be there. And then COVID hits and the struggle and, you know, that everybody's been through. And out of nowhere, Sam Elliott is saying, come to Foggy Pine. And Tom Hanks is singing a little, you know, a little funny jingle about Foggy Pine, Foggy Pine, Foggy Pine. It is my favorite line is between the Baptist Church and the Boone Saloon. But just so happy for her. So happy for her.
Well, so, you know, kind of just days later now, we've got another opportunity to show just how the downtown Boone community and really the high country in general can be so supportive to all different types of art, whether that's literature and books, whether that's music, and we've got a deep history there, you know, those that paint, and we've got a new gallery installation going in downtown at the new Watauga Arts Council space that will be open soon. There's so many different ways to immerse in the arts in this community. So you've designed a festival that kind of incorporates all of that. Tell us about Antlers and Acorns. What is it and how in the world did you come up with this concept to bring here to this community?
Well, several years ago, BMI hired me to go to Key West and write about that festival. And I just kept watching and watching and watching. And I thought, I can do this. I just need the right town. I just need the right town. And Boone is the right town. You know, it's walkable. It has lots of bars and restaurants. And I just wanted to bring songwriters to this great mountain town, and they want to come. So as we started putting feelers out and asking songwriters, hey, would you want to come and do this festival? Nobody said no. And one thing led to another until I was, you know, sitting in your office saying, hey, I had this idea. And now here we are.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the Key West Festival, and there are certainly communities around the country that have embraced similar things before. Can you give kind of that look into what a coordinated effort like this is, especially within a very specific part of a genre, can do to bring, you know, just that sense of camaraderie that all great festivals have, but also the other stuff that's important in that too, the economic development, the training people to be in a certain place on a certain weekend every year at the same time. I mean, the benefits to this, I would imagine, are limitless for those that organize these types of things.
Yeah, we know that festival goers go to festivals, and you know, if you provide them with really good talent and good food and a nice place to stay, they're going to come back year after year after year. They're going to plan their vacations around it, and especially, you know, now that we know that we get to work from anywhere, you know, COVID has taught us that, and so people don't have to plan their vacations. They can set up in their hotel room and work on Friday, and then hit King Street and go to all of our venues. And it does bring a great deal of commerce into the community. I love to talk about all great societies were equal parts arts and commerce, and that's exactly what this is. You're going to get your schedule and decide that, oh, I want to see this particular songwriter at the Boone Saloon at 2:00. I don't want to miss that. So you're going to go in there and you're going to, you know, drink some and order something and sit there and enjoy your favorite songwriter. Oh, I want to make sure I get down to the proper at 3:30 because my other favorite songwriter is going to be there, and you're going to order a drink there too. So everybody kind of benefits, and we get to show off. We get to show off Boone, which is the best. That's the best. The most fun.
Sherry Smith runs Working Title Farm. She is our guest here this morning on Mind Your Business, talking about Antlers and Acorns coming to downtown Boone the weekend of September 11th. So save the date. That information and announcement went out a little bit earlier today on social media. We'll certainly be talking about this more as we progress through the spring and the summer. Sherry, maybe you can help folks that might not necessarily be familiar with the nuance of the Songwriters Festival versus a music festival like Merlefest that will, you know, coincidentally be the next week that we have this great opportunity for music in a 2-week stretch here in our community, the way that those things are intertwined. But what can you tell us about the difference between what you're conceptualizing with the Songwriters Festival and the intimacy with that versus going to hear a series of concerts?
Yeah. So if you're a big Trisha Yearwood fan and you absolutely love Trisha Yearwood's music, You're going to sit in a small venue, and you're going to listen to Kim Ritchie, who wrote several of her hits. And she's going to talk about what she felt when she wrote the song. And then she's going to sing it for you. And she's going to talk about singing backup on Trisha's records. And that's who we're bringing in. Many of the names you will absolutely have heard of, but some of them are more known for writing the songs that your favorite musicians sing and made into hits. You know, Radney Foster, of course, who's a regular here in town. Radney will be here. Radney wrote hits for the Chicks. He wrote for Keith Urban. He had a few himself. It'll be things like that.
Well, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll kind of lay out the groundwork for what this festival weekend will look like and other ways that it will benefit the downtown community. Again, Antlers and Acorns coming to the High Country a little bit later this fall. We will continue on with Mind Your Business right after this here on AM 1450 WATA. And 96.5 FM. App Healthcare continues to administer COVID-19 vaccinations across Allegheny, Ashe, and Watauga counties. If you are interested in receiving vaccine, visit apphealthcare.com today and fill out a simple interest form, regardless of what phase may fit you. You'll then be contacted for scheduling when your phase is eligible to receive vaccine. For assistance with the form, call 828-795-1970. To keep up with the latest information on vaccine phases, visit apphealthcare.com and click on the COVID-19 vaccine link.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber, visiting with Sherry Smith of Working Title Farm, one of our newest members of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, and a member with quite a bit going on right now because Antlers and Acorns has just been announced, a songwriters festival coming to downtown Boone in September, weekend of September 11th. Go ahead and mark that down on your calendar as a must be here for type event. You're certainly not going to want to miss it. We were talking a little bit, Sherry, before the break about kind of what a songwriters festival looks like and behaves like. And I think you did a great job of mapping out just how you get that interaction with people that have pulled at your heartstrings in ways that only music can, right? So if you could kind of diagram for us what a weekend of that type of activity might look like, what do you envision as being some of the core tenets of a great songwriters festival and one that can be staged in a place that's got such musical history like Boone does?
I think the surprises. I think that they leave talking about you're not going to believe it. I went to see this one guy and this other person walks in and they sang two or three songs together. And we plan to have a lot of that. I think they talk about it when they hear a song and they go, hey, I know the person, I met the person who wrote that song and here's what she told me about that song. Here's what she told me about the recording of that song. Here's what she told me about how many times that song got turned down. And you just, all of those favorite things the favorite songs you've been listening to all these years suddenly take on a more personal meaning and you feel like you know them even better.
When you see music, and I know you've got a passion for music education and how those that are getting into the industry really get their opportunity through connections and conversations to become the next great songwriter or next great contributor in the industry, how do events like this foster that kind of relationship where, again, it's because you have the ability to talk to somebody one-on-one, you can the guards down a little bit, if that makes sense, where you can get some real good formative discussion about something that could be a career path. Is that something that's recognizable at the good events like this that you've been to?
Yeah, it happens all the time. Someone who's maybe a local or regional songwriter is playing on the corner or playing at the Jones House and somebody walks by who has some power to say, wait a minute, who is that? You know, and they absolutely love finding new talented people. So, and it's fun. Oh, that's so much fun when that happens. And, I've been lucky enough to see it happen a few times where somebody really got a break because just the right person heard them. And, this will be a very rich environment for the right people.
Sherry Smith joining us from Working Title Farm here this morning on Mind Your Business. Talking about venues, and certainly we've got some storied ones here, not the least of which the Appalachian Theater that we are so looking forward to the doors being wide open again for that venue. But, you know, within Boone's music history, you find that a lot of the places that have launched people or launched ideas, and Doc Watson played a few of them back in the day himself, are the smaller places, the place where you can really feel immersed in the activity that's going on there. Is that the kind of venue that you're going to see maybe more of in a festival like this versus, again, pack as many people in as you can music festival that's all about the numbers versus the experience?
Very much so. So, you know, we want somebody in all of the venues around town and where you really do feel like you had a one-on-one experience with them and you weren't packed shoulder to shoulder with other people. We'll have a couple of bigger events. So we'll have that with a full band, but most of it is as somebody who wrote a song you love with their guitar, and they're going to sit on a stool and sing to you because you're there in a room with, 20 other people or 50 other people. It's really quite something.
Antlers and Acorns. Get used to that. Coming to Boone the weekend of September 11th. And again, we'll have more information about this to share as the spring and summer go on. Save the date information sent out today so you can mark it on your calendar and make sure that you're here in the high country for what should be a very memorable weekend. Sherry, before we let you go, I must ask you to tell the story of Working Title Farm. It is a fascinating one. And one that, again, you are embracing all things art related in all types of forms in a place in our country that is just absolutely beautiful to kind of have that activity going on in one location.
Well, it started when I lost a beloved house to a fire, and I also lost all of my books, and authors from all over the South started sending me books to replace the ones that I had lost. In return, I said to them, "You can come to my house on your way on your book tour, and you'll have a free place to stay and my new house, of course. You'll have a free place to stay and a home cooked meal." That grew into them saying, "Can I stay for a week and work on this chapter that I can't quite get right?" Then the musicians started coming. Can we come there and write? And I moved that up the mountain. It was in Claremont, North Carolina. On exit 135 off 40, and I moved that here up the mountain to Boone. If you think that you saw somebody famous from Nashville in downtown Boone buying socks, you probably did. They were here out at my house working on their next record and needed some socks. And so they went downtown to Mast. Or if you think you saw them take the stage at Lost Province, we've done that too. So that's what's happening just 500 feet above town, 5 minutes out.
Well, that is fantastic and certainly a great benefit to our community. Sherry Smith is an author. She is now a festival organizer. She is very dialed into the scene that is expanding arts and all forms of entertainment here in that way in the high country. We certainly wish you nothing but the best with the festival. Appreciate you spending some time with us. It's just like One Take Smith. That's what they should call you. This was one of the easiest interviews that we've done for a while. So
thank you for having me. Thank you.
That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450, WATA, and 96.5 FM. Good morning.